Running a Fever, Episode 3, Setting a Goal.
All right. Day 3. Running a Fever. All right, well, on my way to the lake for another run today. Actually, a walk, probably. You know, I've had a little soreness. This is day 3. Had a little soreness. Took some Advil last night. And just my lower back and generally all over, you know. And I guess, you know, that can be expected. I've always been kind of a gradual. I wanted to do things gradually. You know, starting out with a mile of walking maybe wasn't a very gradual start. But that's okay. I don't think it was too much, and I think I'll be okay. So I'm just going to keep walking. I think I'm probably going to be walking for at least a week. I would really like to start doing some running, even if it's only part of my workout, and get into that relatively quickly. Although, I'm not sure if it's a good idea just because of my weight and everything. So I was thinking it'd be good to have an interview with a doctor on one of these podcasts, because he could give me some good insight on, you know, what's healthy and how should you start exercising when you're coming from very unhealthy, or when you're overweight and I've been living a sedentary lifestyle for a while. So maybe that'd be a good idea to have in a future episode. But anyway, for now, I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to probably walk for the first week. This is Thanksgiving week, by the way. So we've got a lot of changes in schedule and some, you know, maybe unhealthy food choices and that sort of thing coming up. A lot of people just like eat and sit around watching football this week. So anyway, I'm going to navigate that. Just almost hit a dog there. Well, I didn't almost hit him, but he was a little too near the road to be comfortable. So anyway, this is on the way to the run, and that bump always gets me. I really wanted this to be a thing where I would be podcasting on the run, and I hope that will be the case. But for now, and there's probably going to be another way that I can figure out to do that. So anyway, here we go. All right.
Okay, we're on the trail again. I'm going to take a different route today. Out of this parking lot, you can turn right or you can turn left. It's actually a map I haven't looked at. Last time I mentioned that I was looking at the mile markers and had noticed that I'd actually walked over a mile both days. This is the third day. This part's uphill and in the shade. So I'm going to look at those again. Looks like the whole course around the lake here is 5 3/4 miles. So I think what my goal is going to be, because the other day I was actually half joking with the people in the office about saying that I was going to run 10 miles a day. And so, since I was doing that, then I would go get some pumpkin pie, because it's around Thanksgiving now. Howdy. But the 10 mile thing, that sounds like that might be a pretty good goal. So since this is 5¾ miles around the lake. I think a goal of running 2 laps in a day is a pretty good goal. So that's my goal. And I want to do it in a year. And I'm just walking, but I'm going uphill, so it's kind of taking my breath away here. It's another reason it's difficult to podcast while you're working out. But I'm determined to do it. But I'm going to stop for now.
Well, that was a much more challenging workout. Even though I only did a mile at a time, just like I've done the last 2 days, I took a different part of the trail, which is uphill, downhill. So I had to go uphill and then downhill, and then on the way back I had to go uphill and then downhill. And so that was a little more challenging today. I'm glad I did it, you know. I think this is the reason why people run, or exercise of any type, is feel good. They feel a little sore afterwards, but overall we feel good. So probably got a little bit of an endorphin rush today. Another thing that made it a little more difficult today was the traffic. And I'm not talking about traffic on the road getting here, but traffic on the trail. Even though it's getting a lot colder, today's a beautiful day. Hardly a cloud in the sky. Very clear day. It is colder though. It's in my car, the temperature, the thermometer says it's 53 degrees. Felt quite a bit colder than that. Well, a little bit colder than that on the trail with the breeze going. But also the fact that it's a Sunday had something to do with that. It's Sunday. Thanksgiving break has begun for the college. Probably not so much for anybody else, although some people may have taken off. I know some people have taken off even early Friday in order to travel, but I don't know that that had a big effect on what was going on today. I've never been there on a Sunday, so that's my first one. It was rather crowded with walkers and runners and cyclists. Got to really watch out. And that's another reason that it's going to be challenging to podcast while running or walking, especially if it's in one of those busy times like a Sunday. So a good workout overall. Pretty pleased with it. And that was a different part of the course. And of course, if I'm going to someday do the whole course, 2 laps of the whole course, then I'm going to have to do that part. And I'm going to have to do that part and the other part as well, which was not quite as challenging and more level. So it's good that I got out on that part of it. And then eventually I'm going to get to the other side of the lake and see what that's like. There's another parking lot that I talked about on one of the first 2 days. So that may be a place where I can go and start around the other side of the lake. Not really sure. So, good trip overall. I'm just, you know, happy that I've stuck with it for 2 days. You know, we'll see how it goes from here on out. And that's it. I'm gonna run out of here.